This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to everyone who is joining us and everyone who is listening later as well, inshallah. I want to begin by making dua for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help and protect the people of Palestine. We ask Allah to ease their pain and their suffering. We ask Allah, the bestower of mercy, to bestow his mercy upon them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring healing and health to their sick and their wounded and their suffering. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon their dead, to accept them amongst the shuhada. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the people of Palestine strength and continued perseverance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring a swift victory to the people of Palestine. We ask Allah to destroy those who are seeking their destruction. When indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are capable for all matters. My brothers and sisters, you know, one of the du'as that I have been making continuously in my personal life, but also in terms of what is happening in Palestine, what has continued to happen now for, you know, 70 some odd years, but especially now, is one of my favorite du'as taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawud, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to say, actually, we were supposed to say this every morning and every evening, and the du'a is Hasbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allah is sufficient for me. There is nothing worthy of worship except Him. Alayhi tawakkalt. I have placed all of my trust in Allah. وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. He is indeed the Lord of the majestic throne. And this dua for me is significant for me and brings relief and comfort and peace to my heart, because this dua, like all the other duas from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, really goes to the essence of our dua. Like, what is dua? What is supplication for us? Supplication for us is dua is a manifestation of complete surrender and humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complete trust in Allah, admitting, humbling ourselves and saying that Allah is the one who is in charge. And if Allah is in charge, if Allah is capable over all matters, then Allah is sufficient for me. That regardless of what is happening around me, regardless of the challenges that I'm facing, regardless of how unbeatable the odds may seem, asbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me because Allah is capable over all matters. And also the relationship between our faith, our iman, and dua. The more complete our faith is, the stronger our dua will be. And that is why one of the ways we get close to Allah is through dua. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." Dua is worship. And the purpose of worship is to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to be humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why dua is one of the strongest things we can do in worshiping Allah, getting close to Allah. And that is why if we look at all of our acts of worship, all the major acts of worship, they all have dua in them, whether it be our salah, our prayer, fasting, dua, hajj, umrah. Look at all of our acts of worship, we find that dua is an integral part of it, because it is always bringing us back to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, subhanAllah, you look at, you know, we're talking about dua and strength of iman, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges, when Allah tries a people and Allah allows suffering to take place, one of the things we find for the believers is that Allah may test them with all types of things. Much, you know, can be taken away from them. Their livelihood can be taken away. Their safety can be taken away. Their own family members can be taken away. Their children can be taken away. May Allah protect us. But we find that the people of iman, that as Allah tries them, one thing that not only does it not get taken away, but it grows and strengthens, is their iman and their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we're looking for those to look up to, those that will be a source of strength for us in our dua, those will be motivation for us in our dua, look at the people of Palestine. Regardless of what is happening, regardless of the unimaginable suffering that they're going through, you never find the people of Palestine ever losing hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You never find them wavering in their dua. Not only the people of Palestine, but all of our brothers and sisters around the world. You can take away everything from them, but you cannot take away their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And rather, the enemies of Islam, This is one thing that is their destruction, that they can take away everything. And they can try and destroy our iman. They can try and destroy our faith. But the more they come against us, the more they, the more strength they show against us, the more they try to destroy us, it only makes our iman stronger. And that is the beauty of our faith. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ, regarding this section of our ummah, the section of our ummah that we may look upon as, you know, those who are vulnerable, those who are suffering, the Prophet ﷺ considered this section of our ummah to be one of the most important section of people amongst our ummah, people who are suffering, people who are weak, who are vulnerable, regardless of where they are. The Prophet ﷺ, he reminded us, إِنَّمَا يَنْصُرُ اللَّهُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ بِضَعِيفِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the Prophet ﷺ tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings help to this ummah as a whole because of the vulnerable amongst them. Meaning we have a debt owed to our brothers and sisters who are suffering. Why? Why is that the case? The Prophet ﷺ, he said, bi da'watihim wa salatihim wa ikhlasihim. Why? Because when those who are vulnerable, those who truly feel, truly, truly in their heart and in their being, they feel and they understand that has to be Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. Nothing else. I don't need anyone else. Like Allah will take care of me. That even if mankind, humanity is not there to support me, a person who feels that Allah is sufficient for me, their level of dua will always be at a level that is much higher than everyone else. When our life is going well, when things are comfortable, we feel sometimes not consciously, maybe subconsciously, we have this feeling of, you know what, I can take care of myself. But a person who is in a situation of vulnerability, a person who feels like everyone else has abandoned them, and that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is their helper, and it is Allah now who is sufficient for them, their level of dua will be at a very, very, very high level. So the Prophet ﷺ said, bida'watihim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps the ummah because of their dua, because their dua is at a whole different level. Wasalatihim, and their salah. And you know this, and I know this. When we truly feel that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we truly feel abandoned by the people around us and we turn to Allah and we say, oh Allah, you are the only one who can help me now, our salah is at a different level. And the Prophet ﷺ said, wa ikhlasihim, with their sincerity, the sincerity in which they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at a completely different level. So the Prophet ﷺ told us that this section of our ummah, Allah preserves, Allah protects, Allah brings victory. إِنَّمَا يَنْصُرُ اللَّهُ Allah brings victory and help to this ummah because of them. And so my brothers and sisters, that for us in this time, as we begin to perhaps have feelings of helplessness, perhaps, you know, sitting thousands of miles away, we begin to feel the shaitan whispers to us and makes us feel like we can do nothing. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, in a'jaza an-nas man ajaza fi ad-du'a. He said, the most helpless person is not the one who has the least resources, is not the one who has the least power, is not the one who, you know, mainstream media has turned against, not the one whose voice is being drowned out, not the one who is being misrepresented and gaslit on a daily basis. No, the Prophet ﷺ said, "In a'jaz an-nas," the most helpless person is the one who becomes helpless in their dua, because that is when we have left the means of victory, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as our iman is intact, as long as our iman is strong, a believer never and ever gives up hope. We never ever feel that our dua will mean nothing. And subhanAllah, you know, as we see tragedies happen around the world, especially being in America, every so often we see a school shooting and so on and so forth. We see these tragedies happen. One of the things that gets said a lot is the term, is the expression, thoughts and prayers. And now, subhanAllah, at least in the American context, a lot of people have begun to make fun of it. They're like, oh, you can't do anything. And all you can say is thoughts and prayers and thoughts and prayers. And I think, subhanAllah, how this is in complete opposition to the aqidah of a believer. Because for a believer, it's not just a statement that we make. For a believer, this is the strongest means that we have to bring victory and help to this ummah. To us, it is not thoughts and prayers. To us, this is our faith. This is our aqidah. This is our creed. This is who we are. This is our identity. When we make dua, this is the essence of our Islam. This is what we are doing here. If we are not growing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through our dua, then there is something wrong in our understanding of what is happening around the world today. My brothers and sisters, if we are going out to protest, which is a good thing, if we are standing for hours and hours in the sun, in the heat, in crowded areas, and we're protesting out there, but our hands are not being raised to beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is something wrong, my brothers and sisters. If we are out there and we are protesting and we're doing this and we're writing to our congressmen and we're posting online, and which is all good stuff that needs to be done, my brothers and sisters, but we are not getting up in the last third of the night and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is something wrong. There is something wrong in our understanding of, there's something wrong in our worldview. There's something wrong in our understanding, in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my brothers and sisters, when I say last third of the night, it doesn't mean that we have to stand for 2 hours in the night. It can mean that simply we wake up 5 or 10 minutes before Fajr. And in that Mubarak, in that blessed time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closest to us, in our sajda, when Allah is closest to us, then we beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know you have been hearing that the ummah is one body, and indeed the ummah is one body, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. And yes, when it comes to talks and lectures on Palestine and anywhere else our brothers and sisters are facing persecution and suffering and brutality, we hear the ummah is one body. Our brothers and sisters, when it comes to our dua, do we feel that the ummah is one body? Do we make dua for them the way we would make dua for ourselves? That if one part of the body is hurting, the rest of the body activates itself. Are we activated in our dua the way we are activated for ourselves? So my brothers and sisters, this is an opportunity, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has given us the opportunity that perhaps Allah will give us somewhere close to the level of our brothers and sisters who are facing this brutality in Palestine. Perhaps Allah will grant us the level of sincerity. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a level of sincerity, the level of salah, the level of dua of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, that is what it means for us, that we are indeed one body, that we make dua for them as it is our own body that is being hurt. It is our own body that is suffering. It is our own body that is in pain. That is the level of our dua. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq, the ability to continue to make dua. And I know that many of us, if not most, if not all of us, are making dua. But I want to remind you to never, ever feel helpless as long as you are making dua. And this does not mean, as some people say or some people think, that it's thoughts and prayers, meaning we don't take any other action except thoughts and prayers. For us, part of our action, part, an integral part of action of doing something, whether it be charity, whether it be giving, anything else that we are doing to help alleviate the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Palestine, this is part of the equation. And if it is not part of the equation, my brothers and sisters, we need to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us the tawfiq and the ability to continue to persevere in our dua, in our beseeching of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hada wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.